Well, the museum attacked by terrorists in Tunisia last week is postponing its reopening. The National Bardo Museum was supposed to reopen to visitors today, but instead there was only a symbolic ceremony. The full opening is being pushed back to this weekend. 21 people were killed last Wednesday after gunmen started firing at tourists. Two gunmen were shot dead by police. The BBC's Rana Jawad joins us from Tunis. And Rana, why was the reopening delayed? Are they worried about another attack?
Not necessarily. There are no signs or suggestions that there was, any threat of an imminent attack. But it for a lot of people, even in the run-up to this reopening that was to be and didn't happen, people did question, why is it reopening so soon? It's only been 6 days. And perhaps it's rushed. But I think, there was a sense of urgency in reopening it because they wanted to send out a message to say that we are in control and we can protect our visitors because this is a country that depends on tourism for its livelihood. So it was very important for them to kind of project an image of, everything's back to normal. And they thought that reopening the museum would do that.
And unfortunately, as you say, they won't be able to do that fully today. What can you tell us about the attack and what we know about it at this point? There was a claim of responsibility from ISIS, but we don't know much more than that about who might have been behind this attack. Do we know more at this point?
Not really. It's very difficult to assess with these kind of attacks. And I say this because I was in Libya last week, which is where my base was up until recently. We've seen attacks like that there before. And often you will have ISIS-related social media accounts claiming responsibility for it and naming the people that were involved in it. And usually when they release pictures, it pretty much becomes obvious that it was coordinated somehow with some base that is in direct contact with ISIS. Who they were exactly, we don't know for sure. There were three attackers at the museum. Two of them are dead, and one of them is said to be on the run. But yeah, and they've also said that some of them have had some training in neighboring Libya. And Libya, again, of course, is going through its own period of lawlessness and chaos with a much larger presence of Islamic State-related groups. So there is a claim that they got trained there as well.
Well, let me ask you about the differences between the two places. You say you're based usually in Libya. These are two countries that underwent revolutions during the Arab Spring. The one in Libya obviously has fallen apart with these rival governments competing for power. But in Tunisia, the government is still in place. What are the differences in the feelings and the hopes of the people there in Tunisia from what you see in Libya, especially given this attack?
I think on the ground, the difference is vast. Libya is a country that is it's a lawless country, and it really has no effective government, and it's ruled by the gun, by various militias with different ideologies and different regional and city and town allegiances. So it's a very complicated scenario there, and it can't be compared to Tunisia on any level. I think the similarities you'll find, and they're not many, is that, being in Tunisia, you talk to people and you'll find a lot of anger here that has been bottled up over the last few years since the overthrow of President Ben Ali from power. A lot of people feel like this may have been the first major attack in the capital, but it certainly won't be the last that they'll see. It's become an unstable place, and neighboring countries will inevitably be affected.
Are you seeing any tourists in Tunisia following the attack?
Yes, there are still tourists. We didn't see any kind of mass exodus after that attack. It was very much, I think, taken in the same stride as the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, and seen as a one-off incident, perhaps a very disturbing one, especially for a small country like Tunisia. But we have heard from some hotel managers and also some figures coming out on local media that there have been some cancellations of people who had been planning to come here. But the ones who were here, we haven't really seen anyone, you know, consciously make a decision, I should just leave now.
That's the BBC's Rana Jawad speaking with us from Tunis in Tunisia as a partial reopening of the museum that was attacked last week gets underway today. Rana, thank you.
Thank you.